When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I can't go out. I'm sick.
Boo, you whore.
Hello, guys, and welcome back to another episode of Outgoing Without Going Out. We are back for part two of the advice podcast, as well as some life updates, per usual.
Guys, we're officially in, maybe biased, but the best time of the year. We are entering Taurus season here, and I just cannot believe we're already here. Where the heck did the last 4 months go?
Yeah, I truly couldn't tell you. I have no idea.
No, I blinked and now we're here already. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I can't believe you're gonna be 26.
Yeah,
had to think about
it's
that.
It's such a gross, boring age though, like 26.
In my head, you're 23 and I'm 25. That's where we're at in my head.
Yeah, pretty much. I'd say like 22 to 23 is still like, I feel like what wants to come out anytime someone's like, oh, how old are you?
Yeah, and I'm like 25.
Not that anymore.
No, I'm going to be 28.
Ugh. That's so, that was the age mom was when she had me.
I was already like a full-fledged toddler at this point in mom's life, which is, I can't fathom that. But anyways, do you want me to go first on my life updates this week?
Go for it.
Okay. Well, since I talked to you last, I had a really fun Nature Made event. And I went to the pickleball, U.S. Open Pickleball Championships in Naples, which, let me just say, I knew that like pickleball was gaining some ground in popularity these days, but I did not know that the U.S. Open Championships was like as big as it was. And the fact that it was in Naples, it was crazy. There are people set up literally from all over the world to come play pickleball.
Really? It was like the championship? Nuts.
Yes, like it's like the U.S. Open Pickleball Championships. Yeah. And then there were like vendors set up, like Skechers had a booth with like their pickleball shoe. But I went with Nature Made vitamin brand. Is that my first brand event? I think it might be. And I got to try their pickle gummy vitamin, which was phenomenal, by the way. And I'm like sad it's not widely, like you can't get it in stores. It's limited edition. So they dropped a restock today on the website. Of course, I missed it because it's so good. But we had really a great time. Sean and I went. And then we had some friends visiting from Buffalo last night with their baby. It was nice to like meet their baby and see them. They're in town just for like vacation, but it was a nice slice of home. So we had dinner with them last night. And other than that, I've just...
Anywhere good?
Here. No, we cooked dinner.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Wait, what did you end up making?
Sean made meatloaf, mashed potatoes, and green beans.
That is not what I expected you to have for dinner, but was it good?
It was really good. It was good. And we have leftovers, so honestly, I'll probably have that for dinner tonight. But other than that, I've just been, like, going to work, trying to study for boards. Y'all, I'm studied out. Like, I truly can't.
You've been doing it for too long.
I can't. So we'll see how much more I can put in. But my boards are May 2nd, so got a couple weeks still, but I don't know how it's gonna go. I have a rant, but I'll let you do your life updates and then we'll go ahead and I'll give my rant before our favorite. So what's been going on with you?
Well, I feel like we should update mentally how we're feeling since last week we kind of went into that. I feel like I've been a lot better this week. I feel like I've gotten out of my rut, my funk a little bit. How are you?
I feel like a little bit better. I think the weather's been better. And also, I've been giving myself more time to just, like, rest and relax a little bit, I think. Like, mentally, too. I don't know.
I agree. But I wanted to touch on that I feel like we are on the come up, at least. But our anniversary dinner was so good. We went to Katsuya in the SLS Hotel on South Beach. And it was comped by the hotel, which this is the craziest thing that ever happens to me. I literally feel like the most famous A-list celebrity when this happens, because they just like don't even bring out the bill at the end, and like we just like tip them and like get up and leave. Like it feels like we're dining and dashing, but like that's not what's happening. It's the most insane thing ever. But it was an 11 course meal that was like a set menu, and I'm like not a picky eater, but I'm not adventurous when it comes to like fish and pretty much anything like that. I like shrimp, crab, lobster, and that's kind of where it ends. So I knew going into this, I was like, if there's any time to just try everything out, now's the time. I don't have to pay for it. It's coming out whether I like it or not. So might as well try it, or else I'm going to leave hungry. So I tried absolutely everything on the menu, from like there was spicy tuna. Well, crispy rice spicy tuna I've had before and I really like it. There was salmon, there was sashimi, nigiri, like everything. And I can truly say there was not one thing on the menu that I did not like. It was really good. There were some that I like didn't love and didn't want to get full off of, so I let like Justin take more of that. But I don't think we left anything on the table. We ate every single course. There was A5 Wagyu tartare, which that
sounds really good.
Sounds rich saying it. It was really good. And then A5 Picana as well. And just honestly, unreal. It was such a good dinner. But we didn't do like too much for our anniversary, because I had a local competition over the weekend. So Justin, I have no idea what we're doing, but he has a whole day planned out for the week after Worlds, like start to finish. I know nothing. He's planned out an entire day. So I'll keep you updated on that. I don't know what it entails. It was something that we couldn't make happen within our anniversary day. So it's something that's going to take up a lot of time, and I just have no idea what to expect. So that'll be fun, because that'll also honestly be like something that I can celebrate like our anniversary and my birthday, because it happens every year that my birthday is at Worlds, which is kind of crazy. I feel like I was meant to be a cheerleader, being born on the weekend of Worlds, because I get to celebrate my birthday there basically every single year. I think there's maybe been like 2 years total since I've been a Worlds either athlete or coach that I haven't celebrated it at Worlds. So my birthday is day one of Worlds this year. If you see me, come say hi. Wish me happy birthday. And I just love getting to spend it there, honestly, because it's one of my favorite weekends of the entire year. I cannot believe we are almost at that point, though. Like, I feel like I blinked and now the season is over. I am very sad. I don't want this group of girls of LJ to, like, be done for the year. I'm going to miss them so much. So trying to hold on to every last moment of the last week we have together. Luckily, we practice Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. So there's only a few days that we're not together over the next week, but trying to just make it all count while we can. But I've been trying to get some things prepped and ready, get my glow up done before Worlds. I got my nails done today. I get my hair done on Monday. Debating on getting lash extensions between now and then. I don't know. I've only ever had them once, and I loved them as soon as I got them, and then my eyes got kind of irritated, but I don't necessarily think it was the lash extensions in general. I don't know. I don't know if it was just how I got them done or what the case was. So I might get those done. Haven't decided yet, but I think that's pretty much everything. I got my, oh, yes.
I'm just going to say I'm sad I can't go to Worlds.
I know. You haven't been since I've competed, right? That was the last time?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I haven't been since you've been a coach, but it's not as, like, exciting when you're a coach for me, to be honest with you.
Yeah, for sure, obviously.
And because, like, you're not going to go to the park, which, like, is really what I go for.
I know. I mean, if you were there, obviously we would go, but I don't think I get a park hopper anymore because cheerleading is so expensive and a full paid bid doesn't even cover the cost of coaches getting a park hopper anymore. So we would have to pay for it or that's like towards dumb. The athletes additionally. And that is ridiculous. So very dumb. I got my dress for Lexi's wedding today.
Yes, she did. Before Sean got his outfit.
Literally me and Justin's outfits done for the wedding. Sean has no clue.
Doesn't have tux. Like he, yeah. We have a couple months, but it's like still.
I found this dress like very early on because, I mean, it's like a pretty small wedding. So you're not doing like bridesmaids colors. We didn't have to wear a specific dress, a specific color. Well, you're not really doing bridesmaids either. No, so it was kind of like an organized free for all. Is that a good way to put it?
Yeah.
Like everyone kind of had like a vibe or a color to stick to, but you could kind of go anywhere you wanted. So my color was orange, and I found a dress pretty early on.
Well, you don't feel like your color is that, like, you wanted an orange dress, and I was like, down.
Okay, yeah.
Like, I didn't decide anything.
Well, you also, because it's a smaller wedding, you didn't want everyone to show up in the same color. So it was, like, you just wanted to kind of, not like approve everything, but just know what's going on, basically. So I found it pretty early on. And I was like, I'm not going to order it yet. This is kind of crazy. Like, we're a year out, if not even plus, when I first found it. So I just kept looking on it every now and then. And then finally I was like, okay, now we're like kind of a few months out. Let me just buy it. Let me make sure it fits and it works. If not, then I'm going to have to find another dress. The day I go to buy it, completely sold out in any size close to mine. I was like, okay, panic. So I started like looking around. I was like, are there other dresses? Like, what do I do? And then I was like, you know what? Where I found it was just like a boutique. I was like, I know that like they did not hand create this dress. I bet I can find it somewhere else. So what did I do? Screenshot it, reverse image Google search it. And lo and behold, I found it on another boutique for even cheaper in my size. So
put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. That's what reminded me when you said Google searched it.
So I got a discount on it and it came in and it fits like a glove and I love it. And I'm now 10 times more excited. But I've been doing a little bit more European summer planning and there is just so much to plan. It's kind of stressful, but I'm glad I'm doing it early and I'm getting excited. But I'm also just stressed now, like mapping everything out of how many dinner reservations and rental cars and flights and Airbnbs, hotels, like, because we're hopping around so many places, it is going to be the trip of a literal lifetime, but so much background planning that has to go into it. But it'll be worth it. I know it will.
All right. Are you ready for my rant?
I am.
Okay. Really quick. I need to rant about internet hate and the audacity that people have to comment certain things on posts. Like, I'm not going to lie to you guys. I am not a famous person. I don't have a ton of followers. So, like, I have been very blessed that I don't really get hate. And it's not even hate. It's just like things that I'm just like, why don't you just like turn to the person next to you, say your thoughts and show them the video and like move on. Like, what kills me is people. Okay, so what I'm talking about is this reel that I posted of Gabby and I. And it's that like punching challenge that like, choo, 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 choo. You know, like, you guys go look at it if you want. So it is 2.3 million views and I am still getting comments like every hour on this reel, right? It's not a controversial reel whatsoever, like at all. Everyone's just commenting that Gabby's face does not match her body. Okay. Mind you, the way the lighting is,
well, yes,
like, and our faces are brighter than natural, like our legs, right? But people are just like going crazy over this, like, so, and then there's people that are just like, cringe, ew, get this trend off my page, like, and I'm just like blocked. I'm like, why are you commenting this? I mean, like, thank you, because I've gained like the 300 comment, followers
the from more this. It's gonna come up on your page.
Yes, like you're engaging with it, like literally, so like, just scroll, they're gonna show you more. Yes, like, I just cannot fathom taking the time out of my day to comment something on someone's reel that isn't like hyping them up.
But the satisfaction you get of knowing people are like so confident in what they're commenting and like they are so wrong is just so embarrassing.
But I have people fighting within each other in the comments. Like, I just like can't. I just like, this is so wild to me. I cannot fathom a time in my life where I would comment on someone's reel saying anything these people are saying. My favorite is when someone says they, as if it is not my reel on my page. Like, you are not talking about two random people. Like, I am seeing this. It is just a bizarre concept to me. And, like, then it's happening on my Nature Made reel now. I'm like, y'all, you don't, like, people. I had someone, I will read this word for word, a comment on my Nature Made reel. Are you ready? I was going to send it to you, and then I was like, I'll just read it to Gabby on the podcast, because the passion that this person has against pickleball. Number one. So this person has left two comments, okay? First one, I hate all of you so, so much. Whoa, that's a lot of passion. Second one, pickleball is the biggest mistake this country has ever made. It really shows the true colors of what this sad and pathetic country has become. I'm ashamed of you all. Number one.
You must live a great life if pickleball is the biggest mistake that you have. The biggest
mistake this country. This country has made a lot of mistakes, okay? So pickleball is not number one. Not even top 10. Maybe not even top 50. Number two, pickleball is a global sport. It's not unique to America. Number three, who is the all of us that you hate? Me and Nature Made? Like, me and Sean, like, anyone that plays pickleball, like, I just I just can't believe people of the internet. Like, insane. Absolutely insane. But that was my rant. I just, there's times where I read other people's, like, TikTok comments or real comments, and I'm just like, I cannot believe you commented that.
I mean, like, there's some people that everything they post is filled with stuff like that. So I'm very thankful
that. Well, Sean tells me that there's a lot of people that, like, they purposely make cringe videos or, like, things that are controversial because it gets people to comment. Oh, and, like,
yeah,
I'm not one of those people. I truly could not care less what you think about my sister's tan not matching her face and her body.
No,
it is a real tan.
When
I don't know what to tell you, cringe.
TikTok, not so much, but when my reels just go like randomly viral out there and everyone's commenting,
to like, not the demographic that it was going meant for.
I literally couldn't care less though. Like,
yes, like, cringe blocked. I've checked every single person that said cringe blocked. I'm not blocked. like
keep, I don't understand. Please, because it is not affecting me whatsoever. Please, like,
keep commenting.
No idea what you're talking about. But it's, I love, just insane it. Because I,
like, I just can't fathom people thinking like that and doing that.
Right. And, like,
get a especially hobby.
On Instagram, I feel like it's, like, public profiles.
Yeah. No, every time I click on it, it's, like, a real person.
With their chest.
It's a real person that has in their bio, like, love Jesus, nurse, dog mom. And I'm just like, huh? Like, where are you getting this from? I just, anyways, that's all I had to say. Why don't we talk about our favorites? What is your favorite? Haters on the internet?
Those aren't my favorite, although sometimes I do get a good laugh. My favorite is the Tangerine LaCroix, mainly because it was buy two, get one free at Publix the other day.
I don't know if I've had tangerine.
Let's get a different flavor. I think, I want to say they sent it to me once, and Justin loved it. And I didn't remember. Normally, the two that I get, we get limoncello more than anything. And then I'll occasionally get peach pear. But it was buy two, get one free. So I was like, let's just do all different ones. Let's also get the tangerine again. And it is very good.
It sounds really good and refreshing.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. My favorite of the week is the Kerastase Split End Drops. I don't know if I've already had this as my favorite or not.
Did this come in the package I sent you when I went to the event?
It did. Love that. They're literally just like little oil drops you put in your hair when you wash it, when it's wet. And I just notice a huge difference in my hair after I use them. It makes my hair silky, smooth, soft, without being greasy.
You got your hair done. When was that? Did you talk about that?
Oh my gosh, guys. I didn't talk about that. I was getting it done after we recorded last week. Okay. So I got my hair done. I expected, well, nobody at work noticed, literally not one person. But in my YouTube video, I was like, you guys probably aren't going to tell the difference, but like basically I just wanted all of the red tones out of my hair and just to go back to like my natural hair color. And so many people are like, no, I noticed, like, she did an amazing job, like such a good job. So thank you guys so much. I'm very happy with it. I hope it stays and doesn't like fade. Basically, like, she did a color correction and then just, like, threw in some sun-kissed pieces to my base natural color that she took then throughout my hair. But, yeah. That happened. I also feel like I had something else to say that I wanted to talk about. It was before you were talking about Tangerine LaCroix, and now I don't remember.
I mean,
oh well.
I don't either. You said your favorite, and that's when I said Tangerine LaCroix, so I'm not sure.
Yeah. Don't know. Okay.
Taylor Swift put out a new album.
That's what it was.
Oh my God, no way.
That is so weird that you just literally pulled that from my brain. So here's a question for you. Is it a big deal when she literally releases new albums like every other month? Like, I'm so sorry, Swifties. Don't come for me.
All the other ones were re-recordings.
This girl's pumping out songs. Like, no. She's got some new ones in there too. Like, I don't know. Like, when did she have time for this? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know that. Did you see the one song?
The song names are kind of odd.
Did you see the one that's Thank You, Amy, but the letters in capitalization are K-I-M, and it's about Kim Kardashian? No. And the lyrics are like something like, I can't wait till your daughter comes, or your daughter comes home singing the songs that only we know is about us or you or something. And it's like, it's a whole dig at Kim Kardashian.
Oh God, no, I haven't heard that.
Miss Northwest is a Swiftie.
I love Florence and the Machine, so I want to listen to that one, and I want to listen to the Post Malone one. The other ones, I can't keep up, guys. There's just too much with Taylor Swift. It's not that I don't like her. Like, I'm not a hater. I just, like, I'm not a Swiftie for sure.
I liked old school Taylor Swift a lot. Like, I would listen to that a lot. Like, Teardrops on My Guitar, I think, was the first song that I, like, replayed on the lyric video on YouTube until I learned every word kind of thing. But
after see, my that favorite Taylor now it's era is blank space, like,
yes, that song okay does not I get still old. Liked all those, and now I'm at the point where like I haven't listened to the album at all on my own. Like, I'll listen as TikToks come up. I'm more so on TikTok of like, oh, this song is about that, and I think that's interesting. There is a song I think about Travis on there, but I feel like I'll wait until some of the songs get popular, and once I hear them more on my TikTok, and then I'll be like, okay, I like this song, I'll go listen to that.
There's a song about Travis, so she like literally just wrote these?
Yeah.
I don't understand. Like, I can't even come up with sentences in my daily life sometimes. I don't know how she writes all these songs.
I mean, she's been doing it forever, so like, once you have feelings okay like that, and you're that artistically talented where you can put it, it like, it'd just be like journaling.
She there's
just
a lot of things I've been like, doing forever. I've been walking forever, and I still stub my toe. Like,
no, you know what like is crazy to me still? Why do we still get out of breath going upstairs? We have gone up so many stairs in our life. Why am I still tired when I get to the top of my apartment?
I don't think that's a universal problem.
No, it definitely is. You're telling me if you walk up like four sets of stairs right now, you're not going to be tired at the top of them?
I mean, I'm probably not going to be like a spring chicken, but like,
I'm not saying I'm about to pass over and die, but like, it's, you're out of breath. Okay. You don't need to act like you're better than everyone right now. Go walk up four flights of stairs and just like, tell me how you feel.
Really random. Like going up to your apartment. No, I would not be out of breath.
You are. I guarantee it.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay. We need to get into the advice because we did not finish last week. So we need to finish this week.
Okay. Well, these are always fun and I'm in like a giddy mood. So we'll see how these go.
Oh God.
I feel like, I don't know. I was out.
I'm in a brutally honest mood. Like,
the vitamin D charged me today.
I'm in a brutally honest mood. So I'm so sorry, but I'm just going to be like real raw and yeah.
How to handle my strict mom being the way she is on my boyfriend and I living together. She is not a fan. FYI, I'm 22 years old. So here's the thing. We have absolutely no personal experience about this because our parents really.
I have a take on this because are you living with your mom right now? Like, are you financially independent? Because if you're financially independent, then she really can't say anything. If she's paying on her bills, sis, then she can say whatever she wants. I'm sorry. That's how I feel.
I just like... I maybe it was just because we were genuinely really good kids who were pretty boring and quite literally did nothing. But right. Like, I think back to the times where like I never asked my parents like, oh, can I move in with my boyfriend? Like, I didn't live at home. I moved away at 17 to a completely different state. So whether they liked it or not, like, they couldn't do anything about it. But
well, it's like I'm paying our even own when bills.
I lived at home, like, Dad fully drove me to Pittsburgh and dropped me off to hang out with my boyfriend at the time who lived in Pittsburgh.
I don't remember that. Like,
yes. And they were just very just like, go have fun. We trust you. Like, if you need anything, call. And I'm so thankful they were like that because, one, we never had to hide anything from them. We never had to do anything behind their back. We never, like, they knew everything that we did. And, again, we also never broke any boundary at all. Like, they probably wanted us to get out of the house more, but like, even sometimes I'm like, I wish my mom would have told me to not move in with my ex-boyfriend, like but I mean,
I don't know,
I feel like yeah one, obviously we need more context of the story to really know how to handle it, but I would say make a PowerPoint, the pros and cons of it, like really sit down having all of your ducks lined up, have like the price point of what it's going to be, have if it's like a better financial decision. It's I mean, my biggest thing was always safety. I was not a big roommate girl, so it was either I lived alone or I lived with a significant other, and I always felt safer living with a man in the house than living alone.
But also, like,
when I was younger,
do some like outward introspection here. Like, is this a stand-up citizen that you're dating? How long have you been dating? Is it going to be a smart move, or is there a chance that you're going to break up and then like move out with each other? Like, my thing is, I don't know, maybe it's just because I'm getting older now, but like, ask your mom the reasons. Is it just because she doesn't want you living with a boyfriend ever at all, or is it the specific boy, the specific situation? Again, are you paying for your rent on your own, or are your parents paying for your rent? Because if they're paying for your rent, in my opinion, you don't really have a say personally.
Yeah, that's tough.
How long have you guys been dating? Like, I just feel like there's a lot of factors that come into play here. But I think I agree with what Gabby said. Like, come from it from a respective point of view.
And also and understand why she is saying no to it. Like, what are her reasonings? Get those and then have information to back up of why it'd be a good idea for you too, if it is a good idea. Communication, it's always the way to go. And I mean, if it gets to a point where you fully trust your decision, you know it's the right decision, you're in a great relationship, and she still says no, but you're financially free to do so.
I think it's important to live with a significant other before you're married. That might be a hot take. I think it's important. But I don't know if that needs to happen like early on in your relationship, and then you're calling your parents because you have nowhere to live and like you got to move out and it's hot. Like, there's just a lot. I'm not saying like you can't be ready at 22 years old. Like, Sean and I, when we first started dating, I was 22. We were probably living together in my 22nd year of life. But I knew that like we were at that point when it was going to be fine, and I was also paying my own rent. So it's like, you know, circumstances. Okay, the next one.
I hope it goes well, though.
Yeah, let us know how it goes. But yeah, understand her reasons and have like a mature conversation about it. Okay, any advice on friendship breakups? She was my best friend for years, but just kind of fizzled out. I think, did you just grow apart? Like, I think friendship breakups are just like any other breakup. Like, you got to look at what happened. Did you change? Did she change? I think it's okay to grow older and grow apart, but if it's someone you genuinely miss in your life, like, try having a conversation about it.
Well, that's what, like, I almost think a friendship breakup and a fizzle out are two different things. Like, a breakup to me is like something,
an event
monumental happened, and like you went cold turkey and cut them out of your life. Where I feel like if it fizzled out, there's room for it to grow back together more. And but also, like, assess the situation. Like, did it fizzle out for a reason? Like, I'm assuming if you're writing in, you do like miss that friendship, or you just don't know, you kind of feel lost without that friendship, or like you haven't filled that void yet. And I would say either assess it on what was the reasoning for the fizzle out, and is it like everyone is in your life for either, what do they say, like a season or a reason?
Something like that.
Something like that. So either like, did this person teach you like they were in for that amount of time and like that was when you needed them most, and it's okay that they're distant now and you're gonna like grow and have that friendship with someone else? Or is it just like life got busy, life got in the way, you didn't prioritize that friendship, and like there's room to go back to it? I feel like assess it and reach out.
I think if it's fizzling out, it depends on like why it's fizzling out. Is it fizzling out because you guys just grew apart, or is it like distance? You don't live in the same place. Like, then try calling her up and seeing if you can make plans to like hang out at some point. Again, if it's on your end, I don't know what you really need advice on, I guess. Like, if it's on her end, bring it up and talk to them about it.
Yeah. All right, next one's a little longer. Please help. So I'm in college and I've had the biggest crush on this one guy who has been in most of my classes for over 2 years now. It's obvious we both at least know of each other since we have the same major. There have been many small hints of him maybe wanting to strike up a convo with me. One of the biggest being that he has gone out of his way to sit next to me in multiple classes, even when there are plenty of other seats open. We have never talked to each other, and even when we cross paths, we do not say anything. I even tried to be bold and request him on Instagram to show I was interested, and he didn't follow me back. However, the next thing I'm about to share is me feeling confused. A few weeks ago, I was walking towards him and got nervous, so I acted like I was busy on my phone. That split second I looked down, he disappeared from sight. Turns out he was hiding behind a bush with his back to me. What does this mean? Do I intimidate him and make him nervous, or is he literally trying to get away from me? Am I DeLulu?
I have no idea why. Like, how do you know he was behind a bush? Like, I'm so confused.
I'm very confused, but also, like, if you have the same classes, literally just ask him for help on a problem, or talk to him about something school related.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that is your way in. Like, you're in classes together, therefore you have the same major, you have similarities, you have things going on, you have a common ground. Use that. Don't just try to strike up a conversation and go a different route.
I will say the fact that he didn't follow you back on Instagram has me thinking, one, does he not know who you are? And are you reading into the bush thing? Because I don't know, you might be reading into that. Like, two, I don't think you intimidate him to the point where he had to run and hide behind a bush.
Yeah. Do we know that he's single?
That too.
Because I feel like that could be why he didn't follow you back, or is...
I think you got to strike up a combo in person is your next move. And, you know, worst comes to worst, if it doesn't work out, at least you tried. You're not wasting your time. Like, this isn't, you know, someone that you're going to have to, like, physically talk to every day if you've never talked to at this point. You know what I mean?
You could maybe Roger him if you want.
Maybe Roger. Tune into last week's episode if you haven't listened to that to understand what's going on with maybe Roger. But, yeah. IDK. I say bring it up in class and just, like, start up a combo.
I mean, you're going to drive yourself nothing crazy to lose if you never explore this. Yeah. Like, just start the conversation. Make it school related. See how the combo flows. Then once you get to know each other more, go from there. But you definitely got to try.
Agreed. Okay, next one. I have family in Florida and I'm looking to move there, but I feel bad leaving my parents and siblings. How did you get through this? This is tough. There are still times where I feel like sad that my entire family doesn't live down here.
Mm-hmm.
I think you just need to give it a shot, see how it goes. I feel like
when you get into those years, like you have to put yourself first. If it's something you really want to do, you have to live your life for you, and you can't let other factors hold you back. And a lot of the times, like, distance makes you grow closer. Like, I guarantee if you move away, you'll probably talk to your siblings and parents more than you did even when you were living under the same roof.
Yeah, I think with this day and age of, like, FaceTime and things like that, it's really easy to still stay connected to people. Obviously, like, I think the next big hurdle, one, my grandparents getting older and not being able to spend, like, 24/7 with them makes me sad. But again, FaceTime, planning trips to see them, things like that, like, I'm just making a priority. Two, I think it's going to be harder when I have kids, but I'm hoping selfishly that once I have kids, everybody will want to come visit me to see my kids.
Here's the other plan. I was the first one that moved down here, and then now I'm just slowly getting everyone on board, and pretty soon the entire family will be down here. So you could do that. You could just move down and then just rave about how amazing it is and how there's already family down here and how everyone should come. And then maybe they'll all follow.
Sean and I met this couple that are, like, I think, like, low 60s. They're retired. But we were eating at an outdoor bar restaurant near our house. And they were like, wow, I wish my kids were like you guys, because we're the opposite. We moved down to Florida and all of my kids still live up where we used to live up north. And, like, we feel like we can't just, like, retire down here because we feel like we have to go up north. I'm like, that's so funny, because, like, we're the opposite. We moved down here and we're waiting for our parents to, like, retire and fully move down here. But
right.
Yeah, I would say it's definitely tough to, like, be away from family, for sure. Don't get me wrong. But you just have to look at your priorities. Like, for Sean and I, jobs were number one. Like, our jobs led us down here more. Number two, the weather was huge to us. Like, just the seasonal depression up north was just so, so bad. But we definitely miss our people. Like, it's pros and cons. You just have to weigh what's important to you right now in this phase of life.
And also have trips planned, either back home or where your family comes down to you. And just, like, anything with distance that obviously always makes it easier. And who doesn't love a trip to Florida? Like, exactly. I don't think your family will deny that. Next one. How do you prioritize sister time, spending quality time together, even with romantic relationships, distance, and work? You start a podcast, so you absolutely have to talk for an hour together every single week.
Yeah, I mean, I would say for us, we could be better about, like, in-person time. We just, like, our schedules are just polar opposite.
I was going to say, we genuinely, like, really couldn't be better. Anytime that I have a free weekend and Justin's gone, I feel like I'm always there. Obviously, it's harder for you to come here, but I feel like we do it as much as we can.
Yeah. Like,
truly.
I agree. I think it's just keeping in touch to feel like you're not super far away. Like, we're talking all the time. We're sending each other stuff on Instagram or TikTok all the time. Like, we definitely talk on the phone, I would say, at least once a day, if not every other day.
For sure.
So it's just anytime, like, prioritizing with your schedules, like, quick times to chat, especially when we're in the car.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Anytime any one of us are driving, it's always a, hey, I'm in the car, anyone free to chat? And it's like, there's always, someone's always free to chat. And I feel like that's always just such a good time to catch up, because, like, what else are you doing? There's nothing else that's, like, distracting you, or you're busy doing anything else. Like, you're literally driving in the car doing nothing. So it's, I feel like those are always the perfect time for catch-up calls. And yeah, just, like, figuring out, like, our schedules are very different. So now, I mean, it's better now that I'm not at the gym every night, because it was really hard when she was at work all day and I was at work all night. And yeah, there was like barely a sweet spot where we could like catch each other for maybe 10 minutes. So it's definitely a little bit better now, but just like scheduling those calls as much as you can. Or start a podcast.
Or start a podcast. Yeah. No, I agree. Just like look at your schedule in advance and figure out when you guys are free to talk. I feel like we're in a good groove now. I know Gabby's schedule. Mm-hmm. Of course, now it's going to all change again, but we know each other's schedule at this point. Okay, we're going to do a couple more and then we're going to have to do a part three. We just chat way too much. So we'll do a part three, which I don't mind. I hope you guys enjoy these advice ones. I think they're really fun, but the next one's kind of long. So first of all, I absolutely love the pod. Thank you so much. You guys are amazing and I love listening to you yap each week.
Oh, thank you so much. We feel validated.
We do know how to yap. Okay, now for the advice. Me and my friends all applied for the same university and the application process included a dance audition. The program is for a dance major. So obviously when I got the email saying that I was accepted, I was over the moon happy as this is my dream university and I've been training for this moment forever. Unfortunately, none of my friends got accepted. I want to celebrate and be proud of myself for getting accepted, but I'm so hesitant to tell anyone I got in and actually celebrate it because I don't want to make my friends sad or feel like they weren't good enough or rub it in their face that I got in and they didn't. Not going to lie though, it does feel pretty sweet to be the only one who did get accepted after constantly being compared to them all year long. A bittersweet feeling knowing I'm going without them, but it's been my dream to get into uni, this uni forever. Do you guys have any advice on how to not feel so guilty about getting in while my friends didn't? And how do I not rub it in their faces while being excited for myself? This is hard as a people pleaser and someone who is chronically guilty. I understand completely.
But however, first of all, congratulations, because that seems like a huge
congrats. Year. I feel like if they are true friends, they will celebrate you in a way that they know how. And I think you can be happy and celebrate away from them. Does that make sense? Like, celebrate with your family. Celebrate with friends that didn't apply. Like, find ways to... And I don't think you have to be feel guilty about being excited, but I get not wanting to, like, rub it in their face for sure. Because, like, that sucks. But also, time heals all wounds and they'll get over it eventually. So... I don't know.
It's giving Sheena Shea Ariana when she got dancing with stars.
Oh my gosh. Sheena Shea didn't.
But I feel like, I mean, if you don't watch Vanderpump Rules, something that like this season is really about is knowing who to vent to about certain scenarios. And I feel like kind of like Lexi was saying, like you have every right to be excited, but just kind of understand that boundary of you don't want it to come across as rubbing it in their face. So like, allowing them the time to heal from this and allowing them to maybe be the ones to reach out to ask you more about it. Mm-hmm. And then you open up and speak more. It's not just like you always constantly telling them how excited you are or just talking about that school because it is going to be a fresh wound right now. But like finding other people where you can get that excitement out because you deserve to get it out and you deserve to be excited and happy about this. But also if they're true friends, like they're going to understand and they're going to be happy for you as much. Like it's okay for them to feel disappointed and sad for themselves but happy for you at
it
the same time.
It can sting right now
and it's just kind of
I agree,
feeling out what that balance is and giving it time, and then I'm sure they'll be there for you every step of the way beyond that.
Agreed. All right, we'll do one more.
Okay, I've had a crush on my coworker since October. I really feel like he likes I really feel like he feels the same way about me, but I don't know if I should tell him. Do I shoot my shot and tell him I like him or stay friends?
Work is tough. It's one thing to like have a crush on a friend, then it gets murky, but especially if you're coworkers.
It could go one of two ways. This was me and Justin, and it's been the best thing ever because now anything that's work related, I have Justin there with me. Anytime I'm at work, like I get to see him there. Like it genuinely has worked out for us so well. But there's been other scenarios in our, even just like in our gym where it hasn't worked out, and it's like, you can't really escape them. So like it's a sticky situation. I feel like shoot your shot in a way that is very subtle
that you can come back from,
like ease into it. Yes.
Yeah, make jokes. That's my number one. Like start making jokes. Like I'm trying to think of like of an example. I don't know. Like if he's doing something or I don't know, just like make jokes, hang out one-on-one and see if he makes the move.
Or this is how what I did for Justin, have a third party come into the scenario and feel out the
feel
situation.
Feel it out for you. Yeah.
So you know if you're in the clear to shoot your shot and it's going to be received and bounced back, or
I agree with that.
If it's going to completely ruin the relationship you have as coworkers and make things awkward.
Mm-hmm.
I can get behind that. Yeah, that's what I did. And it was, I definitely liked that because I would have never had the balls to just shoot my shot like that and not know what was going to come out of it.
Love that. So, yeah. All right. I think
that's like your safe way out.
I agree completely. But I hope you guys enjoyed. We're done jibber jabbering for this week. I have to take my friends to the airport, but we'll be back with part 3 of the advice episodes. And then I promise you that'll be the last part. We'll come up with a new topic. We have some on the horizon as well as some guests. We have some guests that were like ready to go, but with Gabby's schedule and like worlds and everything, it's just not the time to bring it's on just, a guest. Yeah,
it's so hard because already with us, we have like 1 to 2 days a week that work for our schedule. And then trying to put a guest in there right now is just not ideal.
But honestly, like June and like June really will be a great time. So maybe like in May, we'll start scheduling some guest episodes. But I hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode. If you have any suggestions for future episodes, always let us know on the Instagram at Outgoing Podcast. And we'll catch you next week on Outgoing.
Without going out.
Bye.